Yeah, like I've been basically kind of doing a state of the mind seasonal series of four albums, and I feel like every album I release is sort of the thematic season I'm feeling that year. So this year I've been feeling extra springy. I know it sounds extremely cheesy. I never really meant for it to be that way, but that was sort of something I recognized when I sort of, before I recorded Fall Paths, the first record to this series, I was noticing how warm felt every year. How warm fall felt every year. And I realized I had a lot of music I was writing at that period of time, and I had to start, you know, recording it. So when I finally got some time home off the road, I recorded my first record and decided I was going to do one for every season. Because as soon as I released the sort of nostalgic feelings of fall I was feeling, I felt this new feeling, which sort of categorized as winter. After I was done that, I naturally felt this thing, and now I've been feeling like a chill zone sort of...
spring chill.
Cynically stoked in the old spring mode this year. Feeling great.
And so you're going to have to at least force yourself, if you don't feel summery, to feel summery and record a summer album now.
Oddly enough, you know, I've already been, because this is the only music I've been playing and I've been really excited about. This is the music I've been the most excited about from Spring Myths. But already, naturally, I'm starting to, already get a little more summery than I've ever felt. And this year has been really kind of, it's the same thing that's happened every year where I went, oh, something's just changed. And I kind of felt it like 2 weeks ago. I've been traveling around to some really beautiful places and playing music this summer. So not too far, as I said, just sort of in the Gulf Islands and BC, a bit of Alberta and a couple other little places. But been feeling extra seasoned.
Well, quick question.
Hit me.
How many times, how often, maybe percentage-wise, do people mistakenly call your project Colin Cowan and the Electric Stars?
Oh, quite a bit. It's finally stopped a little more substantially this year, but everybody was calling it Electric Stars.
For some reason, it just rolls off the tongue.
I had to get a lot of... I don't like things that fully roll. I think Elastic is something that develops a roll, which is why I named it. I predicted that in 7 years from the time that I named it, it would eventually become a rollable pronunciation. But Electric Stars is not the name of the band. In the beginning stage, I had to basically, anybody who made a poster for me, I'd have to say, hey, you have to change the band name because I don't like Electric Stars.
Or they spell it out correctly, but all over the poster are lightning bolts.
Yeah, exactly. Which is kind of cool because I love lightning bolts. Ever since I was a kid, I've always gone back to the lightning bolt when I'm, you know, spacing out and doodling. But, you know, I love electricity. Don't get me wrong, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it's just something about really harnessing the concept of electricity in my band. You know, there's a lot of political war games over electricity, you know. I don't really want to commit to, you know, I like kinetic electricity and I like static electricity, but...
Alrighty. So, are you prepared to play a song, or did you want maybe a little bit of buffer space?
What kind of buffer space are we talking here, Andy? Hit me with the details.
We could play a song here online. I can get a request from you.
Oh, why don't you play a song for my album, and then maybe we'll come back and
then
sing something.
Get into a live one. Yeah. Sure. All right.
Why don't you play the first song in the album, because it's a fun one to play acoustic, but the recording is so fun. So.
All right. So I'll Masquerade It.
Hit me.
It's going to play right now, and then after that, what you'll be hearing, it'll be a transition, but we're going to be hearing real life after this recorded material. All right, you're tuned in to CITR 101.9, Music for the Observant with Colin Cowan.
Thank you.
once upon stride, now too short. Ooh, was a queen, now holds no court. Ooh, former sportsman hath no sport. Ooh, once upon stride, now too short. Yesterday's millionaire's tongueless. Tailors of yore left with no one to dress. Ooh, lost neighbors to myth architects. Ooh, invested in by the blind tongue. Eyes will see what they want to see. Blind will be what they want to see. Times will feed what they want to see. File and read what they want to see. Times will feed what they want to see. File and breathe what they want to see. File and read what they want to see. Times will feed and blind will be. Blind will be. Blind will be. Eyes will see. Of yesterday were wrong. Ooh, the millionaires of yesterday were wrong. Ooh, the millionaires of yesterday were wrong. Creepy for right now?
That it can't be too creepy.
Right on.
I think if we can crank up the creepiness,
great.
It would be welcome.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, that was Colin Cowan. That second one was live. First one is All Masqueraded, and that one was Yesterday's Millionaires.
Yeah, so Yesterday's Millionaires.
All right.
I thought it was an appropriate thing to throw out with the early election. Yeah. Gossips that are flying all around the headlines days.
So are we getting political?
Ooh, just slightly, Andy. Don't worry. I won't dive anymore. The song has been sung. So the canvas has been presented. I'll allow you, the listener, to translate.
Of course. Of course. Great. Well, that was great. We're going to hear, take a brief break for advertisements here and then get back with Colin Cowan. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9. Stay tuned. More is on the way.
It's Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theatre. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theatre.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, back. CITR 101.9 FM, Music for the Observant. Can't do that real quick.
Music for the Observant.
Music.
That is kind of hard. Music for the Observant. Music. Well, with the ACK, that is different.
Yeah, ZAK.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do this.
Years of of rough training.
I can tell.
Colin Cowan still in studio. So as a good first song, we will have some more later. unless I intentionally kill enough time to where you don't play another one,
hey.
But we'll see what happens.
Spontaneity is my middle name.
You were telling me earlier about some music videos that you've been doing for the new record.
Oh, I'd love to rap about those, Andy.
Please do. Yeah,
well, in conjunction with the album that I recorded behind the Lido, I figured, hey, if I'm going to record sans computer behind the Lido avec analog tape, why not make some music videos sans computer and avec VHS tape.
VHS tape.
With the setup that Matt Crisco uses for his visuals at the Lido. So if you've ever been to the Lido Psych
yes,
Bar,
okay.
That's where I did my videos, and we did a bunch of different setups. So far I've got 4 videos out. You can find those on the youtube.org, I think? .org, right? Or is it .ca? Yeah. Because YouTube was invented in Canada, right?
Definitely.
Or is it UK?
For sure.
Or I think it's just com. YouTube.com. Anyway, you'll find it. Go to YouTube.com. You can look up my band name, and you will find these music videos. But we had a lot of fun. There's no post-production. We did all kind of sort of – we choose because he has a lot of old analog effects processors and things like that. So anyway, we chose different styles for each video, and then we sort of made it more of a performance art style music video with no post-production. So.
Great.
I think they turned out really great, and people seem to have been responding positively to them. So
yeah.
Check them out.
Well, you should just start getting them to play them as the background visuals for random bands at the Lido.
Yeah, we should actually. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We've done that. He's done that. He's played other people's shows behind other shows.
Yeah.
I play in a band called Tiny Pyramids that plays the music of Sun Ra, and we've played at the Lido a couple of times, and he's played videos of us from previous shows behind us. And that's a really I love that concept. Maybe you should be helping out down there. You're in the right headspace.
Yeah, well, got to know the right people. Yeah. Sun Ra. So is there somebody rapping up front doing Sun Ra's spoken word pieces as you're doing
No, but I
shows,
often spit. I've got a couple of records that of Sun Ra speaking. Like I've got the Subdwellers and then I got a couple of other random samples. And Dan has tape samples and also digital samples of Sun Ra. So we do put out, we'd actually project, and I play it off a Caliphone record player, and I fuck with it and slow it down, speed it up, and add some effects to it, and I play some Sun Ra philosophies and speaking during the music as well. Yeah, often it opens up with a philosophy of my choosing from Sun Ra.
Okay.
Sometimes I recite words from Sun Ra as well, yeah, and sometimes we do get chanting going.
Great. As far as performance art pieces go, you were also telling me about the, well, you had vague details, but skate park show happening with Data Plan?
I wish I had more details. The band will kill me. But Data Plan, yeah, we're playing on Saturday for a skate show. down somewhere on Hastings Street. It'll be real cool. Look it up on the interweb. And I think that's interweb.org. Mm-hmm. Or I can't tell what it is. Maybe it's Google mm-hmm. I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing with that. And then Elastic Stars, we got a couple of shows coming up too. And the summer still continues on into September. We're doing stuff.
That's what we hope for. All right.
Hey, speaking of Sun Ra, are you going to play some of him, or what are you going to look at?
Oh, we could look that up. That's a good idea.
You could play a song. I got a song request.
Okay, so we'll get some Sun Ra. I also...
Because Sun Ra, and I don't know if you know this, but Sun Ra and I released the album Spring Myths on May 22nd mm-hmm. because I've included some Sun Ra phrases on the album too. You can find them. I've spun a lot of record samples on this new album.
Yeah.
And it's because Sun Ra and I shared the same birthday. So when I started obsessing over Sun Ra a few years ago again, and when I made that connection.
And you didn't realize that.
No, I was playing all of his music and really getting into it and getting pretty spiritually involved with it. And then I suddenly made the connection that it was on his 100th birthday. I realized we had the same birthday. And so yeah, this year I released the album on his 101st birthday, and I have some Sun Ra quotes on Spring Myths.
All right.
You can hear Sun Ra's voice.
All right. So we will get into that. I also pulled up, or now I can find, I'm My Own Bewitchment.
Oh, great.
Malcolm Jack, your
bandmate. Whoa, there's something from the archives.
So we'll get some of that on as well. And then after those, maybe get into another song from yourself.
Sure.
All right, great. So stay tuned. Joined by Kong Cowan in studio, Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave. Thank you.
bewitchment. You didn't hear that.
We're hearing it now.
I'm Stalin. That was Moon Sees the Night from my friend Malcolm. And here's Beyond the Moon from my friend me. Beyond the moon, and if you can, I shall meet you there soon. Though it could almost be submerged in a cup, a trip through the skies lasts past drinking it up. And I, for one, wouldn't drop my own hat, nor could I sway to beat on the brat. Though spontaneous thought would ship us along, we'd best step away, fantasize within song. So long as you forget what I told you, I promise it'll change. As long as you forget what I tell you, things will never change. Free from the picket fence, trance and let corduroy rhythms liberate you to dance. Now let's loosen our collars, shake neps with fresh air, exhale a new wind, comfortably stare. My little boy legs poke through geese and knees, once elderly eyes you've soaked from sea breeze. Estrogen clouds now melt at my sill. Pull me through skylights, reveal a lost thrill. So long as you forget what I told you, I promise it'll change. As long as you forget what I tell you, things will never change. As you forget what I told you, I promise it'll change. As long as you forget what I told you, things will never change. And we could share a supple slice of political pie, make it incorrect by simply sporting a tie. Stick by a while, you may fly your own kite. You may not want now, but later may might. Beyond the moon.
outright abrupt. Abrupt conclusions.
You
Matt.
Said keep that it was, creepy.
That was terrific. All right. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9. Colin Cowan hanging in there and delivering for us right now.
Right on.
That was Beyond the Moon, yes, from the new record Spring Myths. How do you feel in general about the moon as a source of inspiration?
Ooh. I feel very strong about the moon as a source of inspiration. It seems to guide a F-load of what goes on cosmically and environmentally in our world that we live in. So I'm quite connected to it.
All right.
Whenever I need to unwind, walking out looking at the stars, looking at the moon's a good start for me.
Is that your... It has almost a proggy vibe to that song. So your prog rock roots coming out? Are there any prog rock roots
well, you
that
know,
you
I
have?
Guess in high school, because I grew up, you know, I was a teenager in the 90s, so I started to like some prog rock at one point until I heard too much of it very quickly and didn't like it. But I think some of it inspired my playing, you know, like any young wanker who heard metal and punk and eventually some prog rock, it inspired my bass playing, but... The recorded or the version of that doesn't sound too proggy, luckily. If things sound too proggy, I like them to chill back as far as volume and dampen everything and make it sound more. But yeah, maybe it is a bit proggy. Nice.
Makes sense. It's just the way it came through. Sometimes I
like being progressive, and if it has to be in rock, well, so be it.
So be it. All right. Great.
Hey,
so
thanks for playing some Sun Ra, by the way, Andy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did hear some Sun Ra, Tiny Pyramids, which is the namesake of your cover band,
yeah.
I guess, of Sun Ra.
I wanted you to figure that out,
yeah.
Just so you could say it on the radio.
Yeah, well, do you guys ever play? Do you play a lot live?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Pyramids?
Okay. Quite a bit. We're going to be playing a few things. We're playing the Psych Festival in September, I think, at the Hindenburg, and Elastic Stars are playing, and also now, I guess, well, maybe it isn't full Tiny Pyramids. We have another... Tiny Pyramids is an offshoot of our Sun Ra Star System 10-piece.
Oh, wow.
And then it's
okay.
Tiny Pyramids. Then we have a duo where we spin records and play instruments, too. And
okay.
That's called Invisible Taste. So I think we're doing that at the fest. But we have some things coming up for Tiny Pyramids. We're going to be playing at the Lido next in September and stuff. And
great.
Playing a few more shows throughout the fall. And yeah, look for the name. We'll be around.
Very cool. All right. So take a brief break here. And then we're going to find some more tracks to play. And then before the hour is up, we got about 15 minutes.
Oh.
We will get one more song out of Colin.
You
will. We're going to manage it.
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned. This is Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 in studio with Colin Cowan.
On August 22nd, What's Wrong Tohei is celebrating the release of their new album, Bruce. Join them in the cabaret room of the Emerald Supper Club and Cocktail Lounge as they perform with special guests. Cover is $10 and the show starts at 10 p.m. So come on down to 555 Gore Avenue in historic Chinatown on Saturday, August 22nd.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness.
I must have silence for all my passages.
And it must have
this
been
noise,
very,
however, is all of silence breath,
and I hear only as a faint whistle.
I did not hear it
day
all
and night
as
I was on burrowing,
although it must set from the female.
Can my
it is so
much speed,
and
audible only to the ear of
the
husband,
it
seemed to me that the beast has ever even heard me. It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
Don't stress. I'll be your master, Jeff. I'll sub your help, okay? So make me just my beats on you. Give me your hand, give me your sound. Let me see what your face is folding on. I can't stand. Ooh, clutch your makeup. Velvet gold.
Go, mine. Velvet
CITR 101.9 FM. Still the radio station. Still Colin Cowan?
Hello, it's yes. me.
Though my voice is slowly...
We've got about 8 minutes left.
Can I just do that the whole time?
That would not be terrible. We've probably done worse here.
Oh.
That's what I'll say.
This place is cool.
Yes. At times. We had a bit of a musical interlude there. Beatles, Savoy Truffle.
Thank you very much for the Harrison. That's a nice Harrison track.
And David Bowie, Velvet Goldmine, which I just don't know what this song is.
And that one missed you. That one missed you in your dark life, eh?
Apparently, well, it's on Ziggy Stardust, which is news to me.
I love that song.
Very, very good. Yeah. Glad to have it revealed to me.
Watch out, buddy. It's like a drug.
Revelation.
You're not going to think about it for a week, and it's going to come back at you a little inch.
That's how Bowie works. That's how Bowie works. All right, so...
thanks for the Harrison, too. I've actually, on all albums so far, The Fall Path, so I have Winter and Spring Myths. I've got some Harrison. I've got a consistent Harrison loop that I've used
through all
of them in the transition and stuff. So.
Great.
Harrison's all over my records.
Harrison plays
all over my records.
Harrison. Yeah, okay.
He's playing on my records, yeah. It's really easy to book him these days.
Yeah? Well, that's pretty good. He doesn't even ask for credits then, writing credits or anything. Wow. Humble guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 5 minutes left. So to wrap up, we'll get you to play one more song for us.
Sure.
It's been great. Thanks for taking the time to come out today.
Oh, pleasure.
And Spring Myths is a new album. Right now, physically released as a cassette only, yes.
Cassette and download. I'll have the record out. Like, the whole thing is going to be a box set, all four albums, seasonal box set next summer. So I'm basically, at the end of next summer, I'm going to do a release show where I perform in a very cool spot that I've already selected.
Okay.
But I'm not telling anybody. I'm going to perform each album throughout the day.
Great.
So we're going to make sure each of them will be completed in their entirety, finishing with the new album next summer, Summer Capsule.
Summer Capsule, okay.
I think that's what I'm calling it. If not, don't quote me.
Summer, I don't know.
Maybe you should. You can think about it. Let me know when you come up with something. Maybe I'll change it.
Yeah, all right.
We're going to work on this new album together, Andy, you and I. All right.
Data plan show somewhere tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Saturday night.
Okay.
So we'll get one more song, and going to be maybe some Sun Ra quotations in this one.
Yeah, that's right. So. I figured I'd finish because, this was a celebration, this record of a new feeling and a new zest, and the birthdays of both myself and Mr. Ra.
All right.
Ra being most important. So I figured on one of these albums, I had to make sure I included this very important quote. You'll find it.
All right.
It'll be the only thing I speak. This tune's called Owing Knowing All.
All right. Great. So stay tuned, CITR. Thank you all for listening. This has been Muzak for The Observant, and Colin Cowan is going to take us to the end here.
Special kinds of wheels, and they will always keep getting me where I belong. And I know I'm owing, knowing all. Thank you.
wise man once said, from the moon and beyond. Who called himself Sunra? What are words but words to reuse? Let's take words and return them.
Astro Talk is up next. Thank you, Colin Cowan. It's terrific.
This is
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Brent Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Green Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Dill from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jerron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on